Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of the city. It's your boy Gas. What's happening?
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sin City. This is your man, Father Time. My man, Kaz. We'll be a little late for the show tonight. He's taking care of a little business. But the show must go on. I see we got some callers to the show already. All right, all right. I'm going to bring you in. Caller, how you doing? Who am I talking to? Hello? Caller.
What it do? What it do?
What's up, dog?
What's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Same old shit, just another day. What's going on, Cass?
I'll take care of a little business, man. You're going to be a little late tonight.
Oh, okay, okay. What's going on, Father Time?
Shit, I can't call it, dog. Just me and you. You know what I'm saying? I got somebody else that want to chime in. Let me bring him on in. Welcome to Sin City. Who am I talking to?
Me.
Hello.
You talking to me?
Callers in the city.
Hello, hello, hello. You talking to me?
Hey, how you doing? Who is this?
Who is this?
This is me, sweetheart. Who is this?
This V-Doll.
Who?
V-Doll.
V-Doll, huh? Yeah, okay,
yeah.
V-Doll. I feel your pain, V-Dog. I got somebody else I want to bring in right quick. Next caller, Sin City. Who is this?
Butter.
Hey, what's happening, Butter?
What's going on?
I should never come up to her by now.
I'm saying, really.
So what's going on, people? How y'all doing?
Feels good.
Feeling
good.
Feeling good.
Good.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank y'all for calling. Appreciate that. All right, we're gonna jump this off tonight, y'all. Tonight, I want to kick it off by talking about family. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Now, I got a quick question. I got a quick question as far as family go.
Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure everybody here got kids, right? If you ain't
right.
got kids, you're going to have kids.
Right.
Now, do you raise your kids the way your mom raised you? Do you raise your kids differently? We're going to start with Wick.
I try to, but I don't think I'm as strict as my mother.
You don't think you're the strictest?
Yeah, I don't think I'm as strict as my mother. So... I don't know. My mama was strict. She'd kick your ass, you know, with no question. You know, nowadays you can't whoop your kids like that. You know, they call it child
That's
abuse.
True,
not,
you can't. Right, they call it. It wasn't child abuse back then. It was just a good old fashioned ass whooping back then.
Good old ass whooping that you probably deserve.
Right.
Good enough.
Well, I was raised bad different because I got my ass beat.
No, you didn't. You did not get your ass beat.
Yes, I did.
Don't come up on my show lying. You did not get your ass beat.
I did.
Well, go ahead. I ain't going to cut you off. Go ahead.
I didn't get whooping.
A few. Very, very
no,
few.
No.
Hell, back no. then, one supposed to have been enough, but, you know, we was just hard-headed back then.
Right.
These kids, these kids nowadays.
Grandma didn't let too many people whoop you anyway. So you can't even comment on this, because you ain't never getting no ass whoopings.
I don't know who he's talking.
I mean, your brother did. No,
I got it.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Make your point.
The reason it makes you sometimes make you a stronger person, but it depends on the person. You know, if your man's strong, then it'll make you. But if you don't have a strong man, it can break you.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I believe in ass whoopers. I come from a long line of ass whoopers.
It's good for some and not others. That's what I'm saying.
All right, y'all, hold that thought, y'all. We got one more person to chime in on this. We got Butter. Butter, what you think?
I believe in discipline 100%. But like he said, you know, you can't whoop your kids like you used to get whooped nowadays. You know, your kids might not even be the one reporting you. You know, your neighbor might report you if they hear your kids screaming and hollering and you know, so.
Well,
can I
ask a question? Can I jump in and ask a question?
Go ahead.
This is my question. What is physical discipline teaching your child? Is that what if your child thought that in life, when they do something wrong or somebody do something wrong to them, they're supposed to lash out and hit somebody?
Okay, now this is the thing. When you're disciplining a child, a discipline don't mean you whoop their ass. Discipline means you explain to them what they. I understand that, but I'm trying to explain my opinion of what you just said. Now, when you discipline them physically, you have to make sure that you have verbally explained the reason why they're getting in trouble. Because if you don't, you just physically abusing them. That's not going to do nothing but mess their mind up when they get older.
Can I make one comment on that?
But even explaining to them, shouldn't that be enough?
No, it shouldn't. Because when you explain to a child, the first time, you know, they listen to you and they might comprehend what you're saying, but because they're a child and they think like a child, they're going to test you. And what you're going to do every time they tell you, every time they do it over and over again, you just say, I told you not to do that. And this is why I told you not to do that.
That's when you start snatching privileges.
Okay. And snatching privileges, then they start sneaking and doing all of that. I've done all of that. I went from spanking mine. I went from spanking mine and explaining to just explaining and punishment to just taking away stuff, and it didn't stop him from doing what he wanted to do.
That's true. Everybody has a man in their own.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Can I say what
you want to say, man?
Okay, when I was growing up, you know what the ass whooping was? It was to put the fear of God in them.
Right.
That's what the world's supposed to say. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're doing when you whoop your child ass.
That's
you put
exactly
the fear of God in them. You're getting them ready to know that, because if they fucked up, that's what's going to happen to them in the real world. You do something fucked up, you go to jail. That's like
right.
getting ass whooping.
Well, why would you want your child to be fearful?
You know, so that's just my opinion. I ain't saying punch
them
all
over
the face.
Hold on for a second, y'all. Hold on for a second. I'm going to bring in a new caller. Apparently they got something to say. Caller, what's up? Welcome to Sand City. Talk to me. Who is this? 561. Talk to me, 561.
It's Candy.
Hey, what's up, Candy?
What's
How
up?
How you doing?
All right, and you?
Just chilling. Now, hold that thought, Candy. I'm going to bring somebody else in. Thanks for calling Sand City. Who am I talking to?
Sweetness.
Who is this?
Sweetness.
My bad.
Yeah.
Calm down. All right, I got you. Cody Rowe. All right, Candy, we're gonna bring you up to speed. Tell her what we're talking about, man.
Okay. We're talking about family. Right now we're talking about shit you kick your kid's ass in a short version of it. You know what I'm saying? What is the meaning of kicking your kid's ass when they mess up? Or should you kick your kid's ass? You know, do you believe in shit? You just talk to them. Oh, baby, don't do that no more. No, no, you're wrong. I'm going to take your car from you.
You saying it like that, though. But you don't have to say it like this to get your point across.
Hold on for one second. Everybody hold that thought. I'm gonna bring somebody else into the show. Thanks for calling Sin City. Who we got on the show with us?
What's your name?
Hey Janine.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey Janine.
Chilling like a villain.
Hey.
Okay. This is for Janine, Sweetness and Candy. Start with Candy. Do you believe you should whoop your kids?
I'm not going to beat my kids. But, you know, I mean, back then when we was getting our asses whooped, it's totally different than the way that CPS looks at it now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I will discipline my kids. Yes, I will whoop my kids' ass if I need to. But if the talking doesn't work. But, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't beat my kids. Not like the way that we got our ass whooped. Because that don't fly nowadays. But, you know, my kids are, you know, my kids know what they can and can't do. So I don't really have to do all that.
Okay. What about you, Sweetness? You whoop your kids physically or mentally?
I whoop them physically. I mean, I'm not real big on spanking, so I had enough and I talked too much. Then, yeah, I will, you know, tap them on their butt a couple times. But, you know, especially if I'm tired of talking and they ain't listening to what I'm saying. But I don't, you know, I don't believe in, you know, beating on them or, you know, putting them down or anything in that area.
Okay. Janine, physically or mentally?
I spanked my children when they were younger. So after probably about, I don't know, maybe 10, after about 10, I had no need to spank them anymore because it's about respect. After that, I started taking away privileges and stuff like that and talking to them, sitting them down. But, I mean, if you did it when they were younger, you know, hopefully it was consistent, you know, in the way you discipline them and they learn from their mistakes after they, you know, got to a certain age. You shouldn't have to do all that.
Okay. Everybody made some good valid points. Now, this brings me to my next question. Now, this is for the ladies. Ladies, do you, ladies that have daughters, do you teach your daughters how to cook? Do you let your daughters watch you cook? Just a simple yes or no, do.
Yeah.
Okay, butter? Well, no, your daughter's too young.
Yes, my baby too young. I plan on it, yeah.
Candy, do you let your daughter in the kitchen with you?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Sweetness?
Yeah.
You need your dang girls?
Yeah, I have daughters, but they don't cook. I mean, they are allowed in the kitchen. They just don't want to. They are like, they gonna have their princesses and they gonna have maids and stuff.
Right.
When they get married or something, I don't know what they gonna do.
You better teach them. Now, the whole purpose of this family thing is I want to know what happened to the values. What happened to the values? Now, everybody can remember when they were little, when you had your moms and your grandmother. Everybody can remember those times, right? Everybody remember moms and grandmother, right? Now, everybody remember when grandma cooked, grandma threw down, right? Everybody, everybody would prefer to have grandma's cooking before mom's. Mom's cooking is good, but it ain't like grandma's cooking. You know what I mean? And everybody expects you to get disciplined by their grandmother and all that good stuff. But what happened to all those values? What happened to showing your daughters how to cook?
Because the daughters,
all of that?
Because the grandmothers are 38 years old now.
I agree.
Because the grandmothers
are a lot
younger.
Okay, I'll give you guys a prime example. I'm going to give you a prime example. My little sister, who's on the phone right now, can't cook a lick. She can't cook.
Damn, you just don't put it out there like that, dog.
Right. You don't know what you're asking about.
He
don't know.
I mean, come on, what happened to that? What the value is that?
I bet you if I get hungry, I'll go in there and cook.
Amen.
You can't
tell
cook.
Your husband like it, shit.
Thank you.
Your husband do all the damn cooking.
He didn't marry her for her cooking.
There you go, baby.
He's just that type of man.
Exactly. And he already know.
Well, I'm just saying, as far as the values go.
What happened to him?
Because the grandparents are a lot younger, Rod. That's the thing. The grandparents are partying with their kids.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
they don't
remember
have
that.
Time for that.
Look.
I know y'all remember
listen.
That song, Babies Having Babies.
When you see all this, when you hear about all this, the school shootings, all this violence, the gang violence, and all of that. What is that? That stuff starts at home, right? Do y'all not agree?
Not all the time.
No, sometimes your kids are surprising the hell out of you. Your kids can surprise you. Be a whole totally different person from what they are at home.
Because we had a person to get out there to gain.
Let me finish making my point. Pea dog and butter. All right. I'm saying.
Yo, what's up? All right, man. What's up?
When we were young, in our grandmother's generation, we were little kids, there wasn't that kind of stuff going on. Because our grandmothers, our great uncles, great aunties, whatever, they all whooped your ass. Everybody kicked your ass. When you was little, when you fucked up, everybody kicked your ass, right? You got a whooping from everybody down the line. They came by, whooped your ass. Your grandmother called somebody, they come by, whoop your ass. Then your mother whooped your ass. Then your father whooped your ass. We didn't have that kind of violence that they got right now. And I tend to think that's because the family values change. Now nobody whoops their kids. Nobody. I mean, what happened to that? Do y'all remember that term, it takes a village to raise a child?
I used that term before, and my own family turned on me. I let a male figure in my family whoop my son, and my grandmother went off like, why did I let another person whoop my child? It wasn't me.
I agree.
And I'm like, well, you know, first of all, you know, I needed a stronger arm than what I had at the time, and then I needed him to understand me. Me whooping him, he getting over these whoopings. He need a man to whoop his ass.
Okay.
And it's a family member. It's not no man I'm screwing.
Okay, but hold on for a second, buddy. We got somebody new. We got the Rev. What's up, Rev?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Felicia.
Hey, everybody.
That's the Rev, y'all. Her name ain't Felicia, it's Rev. Now, Rev, what you got to say?
Oh, I'm just listening. I can't relate to everybody in the family whooping you and all that stuff, because my people knew if they touched me, my dad was going to fuck them up. Then nobody touched me.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm comparing that to this generation where nobody whoops nobody.
I mean, I didn't get whoopings like that, so I can't relate. That's why I said I'm just going to listen.
Okay, listen.
Yo.
When we were little kids running around in the dirt, there was no school shootings.
Rod, yo, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
what's up, y'all? What's up, everybody?
Hey, hey,
what's up,
Cass? How everybody doing? Dude, I just I just heard some disturbing news, and I don't mean to take nothing away from the show right now, but I just got to say this. It's to this little motherfucking bitch. They robbed my mother this morning. If I ever catch your motherfucking ass, I'm going to blow noodles out the back of your motherfucking head. And I swear for God, if I catch him, I'm going to hurt him.
You know who it is?
Nah, I don't know who it is, but trust me, we'll find him. We going to find him, little bitch.
Come by the dungeon, dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
Hey, see,
I'm sorry to hear that.
That ties into what we're talking about, too. No, I hate that happened to your mama, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know the number, so you know the number. But that goes to what we're talking about. If people were their kids, that kind of shit wouldn't happen. I mean, there's going to be crime and all of that. That crime is going to happen wherever you go. But 90% of it could be stopped. If people raise their kids like we were raised, our generation, you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on.
Yeah. But see, nowadays parents take abuse out of proportion. And how I'm going to tell you this is because Friday there was a little boy that got beat to death by his own father. And now this child, and he's been beat. It was a constant. This baby has been beat. Not just at one time. He gets beat, you know. He's constantly getting beat by his own father. And now this dude is going to jail for, you know what I'm saying, for killing this little boy. This boy is 4 years old. Mm. There ain't nothing that he had done could have amounted to what
you did. Plus, he was being sexually abused. He was being sexually abused also.
What? Some parents take it, and that's why CPS jumps in and tells you can't whoop your kids like you did before, because we got too many ignorant motherfuckers nowadays.
Yep. Amen.
Oh,
and now you got to be there to protect your kids nowadays.
Okay, y'all, we got somebody new to the show. Caller, welcome to the show, 884.
That's me. I had to hang up.
Oh. Okay. But do y'all guys believe that all this crime and stuff that's going on with these little youngsters that's running around out here, that has to fall back on the family, am I right? No, nobody agrees with that. Nobody thinks that that's it.
Sometimes, but not all the time. Sometimes it does start at home, but sometimes you can raise. Because, like I could take my own son, for instance. I don't raise my son to act a fool, but he acts a damn fool.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and it's not, I don't believe that it's anything that I've done. Now, some people say I spoil him too much, but hey, that's the way I chose to do him. Because if I don't give it to him, he's going to get out there and get it the best way he can. And I don't want that. So, I mean, you damned if you do and you damned if you don't.
Okay. Now, all right. I'm going to do it like this. All right, Wick, I know you. We know each other a long, 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 long time.
Yes, sir.
Months of years, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you were little, we run around the projects on the basketball court, out there in the football field or whatever, whatever. Do you believe that you would have came up differently in another generation? Let's say your grandmother's generation.
Well, I believe what? I didn't catch that last part, man.
Do you believe that you would have came up differently? I mean, I know the dirt that you done and all of that. But do you think all that stuff could have been avoided? Mm-hmm.
Up in a different generation.
This generation.
I disagree.
Now, this generation is just
wild.
They just running wild.
It's because they don't have respect, man. That's the big thing.
Everybody in my family is fucked up.
It's the respect thing.
Okay, well, hold on. We're going to go down this, y'all.
That's a good
one
way to put
time,
it.
One at a time. So, Wick, finish your answer.
I say it's the respect thing, man. We had respect. We was brought up to have respect. You know what I'm saying?
And I agree with you 100% on that. I agree with you 100%.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
We still respect.
Yeah, but we had respect about it. Certain shit you just don't do. Like this idiot mug that robbed my auntie. You know what I'm saying? Now he got to get messed up for doing something stupid.
Well, you do that, okay, now everybody hold on. We're going to bring in, we got somebody new to Sin City. Call it your Sin City. Who you talking to?
Hey, what's up, Sin City? This is Abel, man. What's going down?
What's good?
What's going on? What's going down?
Hey, we talking about these rotten ass kids out here today. How can we stop these kids from growing up so bad, man? What can we as parents do? We need a solution. What can we do as parents to control what these kids are doing nowadays?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do, we need to get the government out of our business. And then once we do that, then we can have ultimate control of our kids. But if we don't do that, it's just a waste of time, bro. About that
situation. Okay.
Real problem. Why you guys laughing, man? Why you guys laughing? Why do I sound funny to you guys, man? Why you guys laughing at me, man?
Brother, you good?
All right,
man.
Yeah.
I got you, man. I got you. We're going to go on to Butter. Butter, what can we do to control these kids as parents?
You got to hand them over to God.
Hand them over to God.
Yeah.
So you're saying just put it in God's hand.
First of all, and then follow his instructions of what he say do. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
All right, Candy, what can we do as parents to control these kids?
Well, I feel that you need to be there for them, you know what I'm saying? Show them that you care. Show them, you know what I'm saying, that you want to work with them on whatever. I mean, you know, once they get older, spankings are over. But if you take stuff from them and show them, you know, show them guidance, then, I mean, they're going to turn out being good kids. And there's a lot of good kids out there. It's just they get a lot of attention from the streets, you know, so that's why they turn into gangs and all this other stuff, because they're not getting that at home.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
All right. I got you. All right, we're gonna turn it over to Sweetness. Sweetness, what can we do as parents?
I mean, I agree with Candy on everything that she said, but also more structure, you know what I'm saying, be more involved in kids, you know, in your child's life, your children, whatever. But see, the thing about it is, back then, as we being raised and now, it's two totally different. This is 2011. This ain't back in, you know, 1970s or whatever the case may be. You know, back then, everybody didn't have to worry about CPS and the police knocking at your door like we do now. You know what I'm saying? And
well,
like that little boy, if more people would be involved to a certain extent, but know that this child is really getting abused, then most of these children wouldn't even be buried 6 feet under if more people would step in and try to protect all these kids. I don't give a damn if it's being considered called nosy or whatever.
Okay, so you feel a little strongly about this.
Yeah,
but
I do
got to say one thing. Make one comment about what you said. Back in the 70s and 80s, we had respect.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't, you know, what I meant by that was you could take a switch off the damn tree and whoop your child. You wouldn't have to worry about the police or CPS.
No,
you can't do
that
now.
I'm not saying as far as beat your kids.
You ain't
got
to beat your kids in order to. There's people even nowadays that whoop their child with an object, whether it be a belt, whether it be a wooden spoon. That's considered child abuse. You know, anything
nowadays,
that you whoop your child with an, yes, and that came straight up from CPS. If you whoop your child other than with your hand, that is considered child abuse. And most of all, if you leave any type of bruise or mark on your child, of course, that's considered child abuse.
Well, send me to jail. I'll fuck my kids up if they fuck up. But hold that thought, sweetness. We're going to come back to you. We're going to bring in Janine. Janine, what can we do as parents to control these fucked up ass, badass kids out here?
Yeah, ain't nothing you can do now. They gonna be in the prison system. Shit, after they fucked up, they just fucked up.
My question is, what's the solution? What can we as parents do? We can do something. You can't just say we can't do nothing. We can do something.
It's a cycle. Until the parent decides to break the cycle, okay? It ain't even about spanking your kids. Because I got spanked. That just taught me to respect. That still don't mean I didn't grow up in no fucked up household. My household was still fucked up. And just like my grandparents, they fucked their kids up. It's a cycle.
I agree with you 100% on that. I agree with you 100% on the cycle thing. I really do.
And the spanking, we just respected our parents now because the parents are just more, they just worse off than before. You know what I'm saying? With the drugs and everything going on, now the kids have lost even the respect. And that's what makes it worse now because there is no respect anymore. But that don't mean the parents was messed up. The grandparents were no different. I don't care what nobody is talking about. All because our grandparents, we were the grandkids. So, of course, the grandparents, they didn't get older. Now it seems like they ain't did no wrong. But talk to your aunties and uncles, and they'll tell you. They was raised just as fucked up as everybody else.
All right, Janine, I'm gonna move on to the red, but I'm going to tell you one thing. My grandmama was an angel, baby. Real. What can we do?
Oh, I don't know what can be done about it because I feel like as a parent, you do the best you can, and if the child chooses to stray in another direction, then that's on them. If you raise them to the best of your ability and you know you've done right by them, if they get themselves in trouble, I don't think it's no breaking those cycles because even though they're children, they do have minds of their own. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Well, I have to agree with Janine. That is a cycle. If you grew up getting your ass beat every day, you're going to do your kids the exact same way because that's what you're used to. We got to break that cycle. Now, I do have to agree with Janine on that one. Sorry, Rev. We're going to move on to my little sister. What you got to say, Betty?
All I got to say is parents got to be more supportive and more involved in what the kids do daily. Instead of sending them in front of the TV and letting them run wild or whatever they want to do, these kids are getting grown a lot faster and these parents are contributing to it. So be more supportive.
So you said be more supportive to you as far as the parents to their kids?
Mm-hmm. Parents don't listen to kids. That's the thing. That's why kids do some of the things they do because they don't feel like their parents listen to them.
Well, parents, the kids' ass, number one, they ain't scared of them. You should be scared of your parents. I'm sorry, you should be. If you're scared, you ain't going to do half the bullshit that you be doing. Dog, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right, you want to speak on this one, man, before we go to a song? Or you good?
Go ahead, man. I'm good, man. Go to the song, man. My head kind of screwed up right now.
All right, dog. All right, y'all, we're going to be right back with y'all. Check out this song right quick.
Oh, no, no. What's the name? Oh, no.
Heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is 8-something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good weed, white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Everybody knows how to work my body. Knows how to make me want it. Before you stay up on it. You got just something that keeps me so balanced. Baby, you're a talent.
Hi, right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right, y'all. We're gonna switch gears for a minute, and we're gonna talk about something a little bit different. Something that everybody know about. If you don't know about it, you heard about it. All right. Check this out. I read somewhere.
I'm trying to get a come ride with me.
Somewhere in Memphis, Tennessee, at a high school, that 90 girls at this high school between 15 and 18 pregnant.
Don't think I got my mama sitting up in the house with my kids.
I know that.
Who's that?
I definitely know that.
Yeah. I'm making all that noise. Alright, wait, what do you think about this teen pregnancy, man? I can't stop it, man. I mean, you got girls. What you gonna do, man? I mean, do you talk to them about it and try to scam?
So she's been making
a lot of money. I mean, what do you do?
That's
with them, right?
And then I told her to get her
a
P.O. box.
Wait, talk to me. You still with me, dog?
Yeah, I'm still there.
All right. So what do you do, man? How do you talk to your girls about this teen pregnancy thing that's going? 90 girls at one school is pregnant right now.
My babies ain't that old
one
yet.
School
I don't
year, know. 20% of the girls at this school is pregnant, dude. 20%. Man. How do we, what can we do, man, as fathers? You got daughters?
I really don't know.
Do you talk to them? I mean, how do you talk to them?
My daughters ain't that old, though. So I don't know.
You have to have that talk sooner or later. Do you talk
to
them? Let a mama talk to her. What you do, man?
I don't know. Really, it ain't really hit me yet. You know, that's one of them. That's a big talk there. You know, I guess you just got to tell
the truth. I tell you what, man. Tell you what. I'm going to let you think about that one since you got about 14 more years before that would affect you.
Right. Thanks.
We're going to, I'm going to ask Butter about this one. Butter, talk to me. How we stop the teen pregnancy thing going on? 90 girls at one high school pregnant right now, this school year. 90. Between 14 and 18, 90 of them.
I really don't know how to. I was a teen mother myself.
Cows aren't going to milk themselves.
And.
Okay.
My mother kept me in the house. She was very much a disciplinary. I stayed in church Monday through Sunday.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. You were a teen mother. Do you think anybody could have told you something to make you not go that way, to go that route, to make you wait a little bit longer before you had your first child?
Well, considering how I had my first child, I think it was more or less the environment that I put myself in when I got a chance. If I wasn't so put, you know, so sheltered, I wouldn't have wanted to be in that environment, and I wouldn't have been able to be put in that situation that I was put in, because I was put in a bad situation. It wasn't like I voluntarily gave up my coochie coo and decided to have a baby, or knew there was a chance that I could have a baby, but that's another story. But I think that sometimes a parent can speak so much to a female who has hormones and rage and all of that, and try to make it seem like, you know, there's bigger and better, and it just makes them want to go the opposite way, especially because of their environment. If your friends is getting pregnant.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Now, you being a teen mom, what would your advice be to another teen girl that's thinking about having sex or that's thinking about having a baby? What's your advice to her?
I mean, honestly, I would probably try to have a heart-to-heart with her and see where the root of her wanting to do it comes from and try to explain to her what I've been through as a teen mother.
Okay. All right. Now, Candy, you got the same question. Candy?
Well, my thing is, I mean, you can tell them, I would tell my daughter, there ain't no kids, and then you take her and get that shit taken care of, like birth control. But I won't deal with the teen pregnancy. If I have to keep her locked in, but I mean, I can't say because I wasn't no teen mama. I mean, I was of age, you know what I'm saying? I was still a teen. I was 19, but I was still, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell no child. I just know what I would say to mine, you know what I'm saying? But I don't.
Well, what would you say to yours?
I don't think. Huh? Like I said, I'm telling her, there ain't
no
be no damn, I'm not trying to be no grandma right now. I'm trying to have fun. I'm raising mine, so I'll get her on some type of a shot or something, because I can't, I'm not trying to raise nobody, no kids, kid. Come on, now. That's ridiculous.
So your advice is go give them birth control.
I sure would. Because you're not going to be able to be with your child 24/7. And if they're going to have sex, they're going to have sex. And you might not be the one to know. They might go off and tell somebody else they did it. And you not know nothing about it. Well, to me, I'm going to know, because you ain't going to come home with no kids. Because I'm going to make sure you don't.
Okay. All right, we're gonna put it on down to Sweetness. Sweetness, how can we stop a teen pregnancy? What would be your advice to a teenager that's trying to have a baby? Sweetness? Okay. All right, we're going to push right on down to Janine. Janine, what's your advice? Janine? Where the hell is everybody? Rev?
Yes, I'm here.
What the hell?
The game on, dog.
Rev, is you with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
What would your advice be? If
I agree with Candy. I feel like in this day and age, once a girl starts their cycle, they need to get a shot or something, because you don't know what they'll do.
Come on now, we can't give them that kind of advice. Just go get a shot. Now you're telling them to go ahead and not. Now you can fuck as much as you want.
I ain't telling them to go ahead and do nothing. I'm just giving them a shot in case they do.
All right, Rev, I accept your answer. I'm going to agree with it, but I got to accept it. Delana, what you think? What's your advice? You're dealing with a teenage girl in the house right now. Delana? What the hell is going on?
I told you, dog, the game is on.
I don't care about no damn game.
That's what everybody's looking at, man. Everybody watching the game.
Abel, what do you tell your daughter, man?
Are you talking to Abel?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Oh, all right. Well, let me once again bring back my foreign perspective on the issue. I think the biggest problem that is confronting the American society when we talk about this issue is the fact that parents have now become children of the government. If the government is not in people's business, parents will be parents. As a result of their involvement in parents' business, they're telling us that we can't discipline our children, so as a result, the children become grown-ups before their time. So I think with what we've accepted as parents, it's completely impossible for us to actually teach our children the way we want them to be read, because
they go out there and they're bombarded with information from Uncle Sam that says, hey, your parents are not nothing. They follow our lead, so you got to follow our lead. So as a result, they become disgruntled and do anything they want to do. So I agree with some of what the parents were saying earlier, that no matter what we do, they're going to do whatever they want to do anyway. So it's kind of like we just have to pray, you know what I'm saying? We got to pray to Jah.
I think y'all misunderstanding the question. My question is, what advice do you give to a teenage girl that comes to you and say, I want to have a baby? I'm talking 14, 15, 16 years old. What do you say to her?
You still talking to her?
Well,
I can still talk to that.
Anybody, somebody.
Okay, final time, I'll take that. It's Abel again. I don't think I'm making them through the question. It's still going back to the same issue. We're having this problem with our teenage children because they believe that we cannot impact any kind of strong values to them because they know that we can't discipline them. If we try to discipline them, we can't even invest where we want them to be advanced. So that means they'll do anything they want to do anyway. So the question is, what can we tell them? Basically, we can't tell them nothing. We'll do anything we want to do, but they will do whatever they want to do anyway. It's not like we're wasting our time. So I kind of agree with the mom that say, you know what, I'm just going to go and put some kind of injection on them so that they don't do what they want to do or whenever they do. They will be at least safe and don't have babies when they're not supposed to. I think that's one of the solutions, right? It's not a good solution, but it works.
That ain't gonna work.
Oh, must be commercial, huh, Janine?
Yeah.
I want my everybody.
Oh,
so you better hurry up and get my ass out right now.
Okay, now what was the question?
Okay.
Hey, Father,
yeah, I love the question.
I know. You can't go around injecting the kids with birth control and stuff like that.
Right.
It don't work. Nowadays, they don't even let the parent in the room with the kids. After the child gets a certain age, the parent is not allowed in there if the child don't want them in there. So they could be in there telling the doctor, I don't want birth control.
Right.
It's about... teaching, it's just about teaching the kids. I kept my girls active. They was too tired to do anything. Okay? In ballet, softball, cheerleading, whatever. Whatever I could do for them, they was in it. So by the time they got through with all that, they were too tired. I have a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old. Ain't never been pregnant. Don't even want kids right now.
Well, that's good.
And I ain't forcing them to get birth control. I don't force them to do anything. They go to the doctor, you know, all that. If they want birth control, they get it. If they don't, my one daughter is still a virgin. They, you know, that's on them to make decisions. Once they get to that age, you have to teach them to be able to make informed decisions about their body. I just taught my kids about sex. It was open in our house. I openly talk about it. They're not afraid to come to me and ask questions. So I think that's, you know, the whole generation thing. Like before, when our parents, we weren't even allowed. You couldn't even say sex in the house.
Right.
You couldn't say
but
the word. You couldn't talk about it.
That goes back to what I said, parents being supportive and involved in what the kids do.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep them active, they ain't got time to be worried about these little boys or... the boys, I guess, had to be worried about the girls if the parents got them involved in something.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with that. If you keep them active,
of course you will.
In the sports and everything, they at the game, they see the little cute little boys.
But I can't hear you.
Say that again. I can't hear you, Father Time.
I say if you keep them active, let's say they're playing volleyball. They go to another, they got to play another high school. They go to the other school, they see the little cute boy sitting in the stand. What you going to do then?
They on the team.
They still looking at the little cute boy.
But you missing the whole thing. They can't get pregnant because therefore they wouldn't be playing volleyball anymore. See, because now the sport becomes important to them. Not to say that they're not going to be talking to boys. Nobody is saying that. But they're not going to be trying to get pregnant and it being now I got to sit out volleyball. I really enjoy doing this sport. That's what it's about.
Okay, well, Janine, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the same question I gave everybody else since you were busy earlier. A teenage girl come to you and say, not your daughter. She comes to you, she'll come go talking to you, right? So she comes in and be like, I'm thinking about getting pregnant. What do you tell her?
You talking about a girl, like a friend of my daughter's come to me and say she think about getting pregnant.
Yeah, one of your daughter friends. She wants your advice. What do you tell her?
I would be honest with her. You know, why would you, you know, make a decision like that that's going to affect your life? You got all the time in the world to have a child. I would just be honest with her. What I'd be like, what is your reasoning behind you wanting to have a child? What is your reason? Because a lot of these girls have babies because they want to feel loved. They don't feel like they're getting the love that they need from home or from wherever.
Really?
So I would just sit down and talk to her about it and just let her know that it's not easy. This is not, the best decision you should be making. And just be honest because it's not easy. It's hard. It's difficult. You know, you're going to be tired. You're still trying to go to school. You want things for yourself in your life. You know, you need to think about you right now, you know. Oh, Lord.
Do you tell her mother?
Do I tell her mother?
You wouldn't tell her mother? No, I wouldn't. That's up to that child. I would let her know
that she needs to go and talk to her mother about it. But usually a lot of the problem, again, a lot of parents are not open with their kids.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm going to go down the list. Hey, Wick, you with me?
Father Time, I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's a lady here who wants to take part in this conversation. So if you can give our audience, that would be great, you know.
Okay.
Teenagers.
Okay, well, we waiting on her.
Okay, hi, how are you? All of my family.
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm fine. How old is the child?
Between 14 and 16.
Oh, no.
High school. He's in high school.
No, you know what it is? I don't know if they have it at that school, but you need to see if there's any way possible that you can get where it was on a program that where they would have to carry the child, and I don't know what they call it here in Minnesota. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, though. They'd be like a mother or something for like a week, and they carry a little baby doll around.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, and that's the first thing. And then the second thing is see if you can turn around and have that child that wants to have a baby, take them to the delivery room and let them see this physically, what's really, we know she knows how to do it, but what it consists of having a baby, was to consist of the pain, and then how you 14 years old. How are you going to support this child? You don't want your child on assistance. So how are you going to support this child, you a child yourself, because your parents can't support it? Do you understand where I'm coming from, brothers and sisters?
Wow.
Yeah.
I understand.
So,
the question, how does a 14-year-old take care of another baby?
It can't. And that means that's where the other child comes. That's where the parent comes. Where was this parent at all this time? The parent has to do what? Work, go to school, and try to put food on this table in this household. And the child needs to be turning around, being at somebody's library. If it's in the daytime, at the library. Huh?
Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, and so then that's where it needs to be. Take this child to see what this is what happens when you have a baby at a hospital. See if your doctor or whoever doctor that you can get involved with and show them. Because that's the only way.
I agree 100%.
Okay, that's the only thing that I can suggest as because with my child, and I have a 30-year-old, and she didn't have one until she was, she was only like 26 because my granddaughter's just now, in the 20s, and my granddaughter right now is 6. And my granddaughter even said, they're teaching them about birds and the bees now. And she came to me and asked me, for example, at 6 years old, Nana, where does a baby come from? I'm asking her, who asked you about this or why are you talking about this? She said, because they're teaching them this is science. And I contacted that school. Why are y'all teaching this these children this right now? And they said because it's so much happening in the world. Well, happening in the world now about babies right now, and they said because of, they used the example as for an animal. So it's being taught. So that's why that child probably want to find out where she want a baby, but then that's what I'm saying. Take her to a hospital or to a clinic and see what happens. And I bet you she find out that she ain't going to want one because I'm in my almost 50, praise God, on the 20, yeah, praise on the 19th of May, and I only got one because it hurt.
Because it hurt?
I'm saying it hurt. And I didn't want another one because a man don't want no woman. 99% of these men nowadays don't want no woman that has a whole bunch of babies, and don't no woman can't find nobody to keep your child when you want a day out or hour out because you got a whole slew of babies. And you got to pay for a lot of education.
Hold on now. Whoa. Hold on. That's not exactly true. Number one, it doesn't matter how many kids that woman has. As long as she's treating that man the way he wants to be treated, he's going to be with her. She can have 10 kids. That don't matter.
Okay, but then you say
I don't agree with that one.
Okay, but one thing, my brother, when you turn around and have, for example, like you said, 10 kids, where was that? Where you had to come along into her life. But where was the father who had produced all these kids? They used
that,
to say.
That doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with it. Because when I came along, I knew she had all these kids, and I still chose to be with her. So I chose to accept those kids, too, when I accepted her.
I think that's
you know what I'm saying?
I think what she's trying to say, Father Time, that it's hard for a woman with a lot of kids to actually find that man first.
Thank you, sister.
But I'm saying, though, when you do find her, you know what I'm saying? Let's say you go out to the club, you at the bar or something, you meet somebody, you start liking them, and then you turn around and find out they got three kids. Do you stop talking to them just because they got three kids? Or four kids, or five kids, or whatever?
All right. What happens, you got one thing that's always going to get you some money. They hear that from movies. They hear it on music. It's promoted on videos, and that's why it always survives.
You don't know what household they come from. That might be okay.
But maybe they know, or they don't have no choice. Having an escort. That's what it's called.
So if I pay your light bill,
If I'm paying
you
your
escort.
Bill,
that's your escort.
And you giving me sex in return, does that make you a prostitute?
Prostitution-wise is you turn around just get anything off the...
Prostitution-wise, is you just getting anything off the street, and then turn around the woman you turn around taking out to dinner or anything like that. At least you know her or try to get to know her. And then back to
don't bullshit me.
Back to the age of being 16. That right there,
that's
she
high class prostitute that don't walk the corners.
Huh?
I'm saying, if I pay your light bill and you give me sex in return, and we do this for a few months, does that make you, do you consider yourself a prostitute?
No, I shouldn't.
Does that seem like to me being a prostitute and you paying my light bill?
Yeah. But you're giving me sex in return.
Me giving you sex in return?
You give me sex, I pay your light bill.
You turn around gonna pay the light bill without me giving you some sex. So you just looking at me, you gonna pay the bill anyway, cause you like what you see.
Still don't get it, do you? Huh.
Oh my God, I don't pay the bills anyway, huh?
trying to have a relationship with that woman, then yes.
No, regardless.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
Hello?
Yes, Nick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said
okay,
that.
Okay, next we got Ken.
Oh, wait, what?
Wick, ask your question to Candy.
She didn't hear it?
No, I didn't.
I don't know.
Oh, Candy,
it's
I was saying that.
It's too loud in the background.
Oh, well, I was saying that regardless of what a man do, in the end, he's paying for pussy. That's why prostitution survives so long.
Well, I wouldn't call it prostitution, not to
no,
pay
I'm
a
just
bill
saying,
or anything
no,
like that.
No, I'm just saying that's, I mean, regardless, that's why it survived, but regardless of what a man do, he going to pay for pussy. That's my question. Regardless,
mm-hmm.
either way it go, you know, he going, one way or another, he's paying for the pussy. Cause that's what,
well, I mean,
what you
like,
just
you
said
know,
is one of the most
it.
Insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Damn.
As Father Time put it, he's going to pay the light bill or whatever, but you got to give him, you know, some stuff in return. Now that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
no,
that to
no,
me
no.
would be, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be prostitution, but it's like you're paying for it anyway because you ain't going to pay my lights because, you know what I'm saying? I got to give you something first for you to pay it. You couldn't pay it out of the goodness of your heart, you know?
Y'all get okay. y'all misunderstanding the whole concept of what I'm saying. So maybe I should slow it down.
Janine, talk to him, Janine.
What you say?
I said maybe y'all misunderstanding the whole concept of what I'm saying.
I know what a prostitute is.
No.
I see
okay,
them every day.
You do what every day?
I see them every day. I see mothers prostituting their children, starting them off
damn.
At 12 years old, prostituting them for money. That's all it's about. It's about money. They prostituting themselves and you're not caring about any values or morals. That's prostitution. I see that all the time. So to say, how can this little girl be out here prostituting? You know, don't judge people because you don't know their situation. I have little girls in our system, okay, foster care, who are 12 years old, who their mother started them off prostituting. So they don't know no better. And even if they've gotten to that age, say they're 16, 17 years old, they have that mindset as sex is about, it's not about anything but money. It doesn't have anything to do with nothing else. So that's all they know. So that's why they continue to do it. You can't just get out of that mindset.
Damn, dog. She told you.
Okay.
Damn. You go, girl.
Okay.
I mean, you even got the cases where they being sexually abused. You got sexual abuse going on in homes. You got, hell, father sexually abusing the child. You got the uncle sexually abusing the child. You have aunties, women sexually abusing kids. So, I mean, when you got all this going on, you know, sex is now all mixed, you know, it's just messed up in these kids' minds.
And I agree with that.
I don't know if you get over dry. All right. Rev, you got something to add to that, Rev? Not to what Janine said,
but to what Wick said, it's not, I don't think that it's always they're paying for sex. They could be paying for time. They could be paying for a stressful situation they done created. They could be paying for a lot of things. It's not just sex.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody understand what I was trying to put in words. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Melana, what you got to say?
Well, I don't think it's paying for sex. You know, trade for trade. That's
I
how
don't
I'm
know you
at
just
it.
Did.
What?
You said a trade for a trade.
You paying for a trade.
No.
Hold that thought, man. Hold that thought. We got somebody new. Welcome to the show, 952. Who am I talking to?
You talking to Victoria?
Hey, Victoria.
Fine, I've been on with Abel also, so I just clicked in because he's got to go, and I'm still interested. So I'm going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays from right here from Crystal, Minnesota.
It's Tuesdays and Wednesdays, sweetheart. Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay.
8:30.
I'm sorry.
We doing a show tomorrow night too. Tomorrow night we get real freaky. We get real freaky on Wednesdays. Are you a freaky person?
What time?
8:30. Same time. 8:30 to 10.
8:30 Christmas time.
8:30 Minnesota time.
Okay, 8:30 Minnesota time. Okay.
True that. All right, y'all, we're coming down to the end of the show.
All right, wait.
So
I'm going to
start off with my man,
Wick.
Oh, go ahead with your question, dog.
Yeah, I had a topic, man, you know, just to think about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask this to you first, and then I'm going to ask the lady. Because it's going to be different things, because mama loves everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask the males first. Could you take, if your boy was a, could you take your daughter gay or your son gay? Which one hurt you the most?
Both.
The boy?
Both.
Both.
You say both?
Yep.
That should have destroyed me, man. I'd be destroyed, dude. Where did I go wrong?
It wouldn't be you.
It's just like me.
It was a choice.
Okay, so I got a double-edged sword on that then, because I think it would hurt me more if my son was gay than my daughter. I think I can deal with that if my daughter turned gay than my son.
Yeah, he'd be walking around with some girl.
Huh?
If your son is gay, okay, he'd be walking around with your girl.
We're going down the list. We're going down. Hey, Butter. Butter, you still with us?
Yeah.
Would it hurt you?
Hello?
Which one hurt you?
You hear the question?
I really, if I look at it religion wise, I'll be hurt if both. But if you don't look at it religion wise, I wouldn't be hurt if either one, because I love my child.
Yeah, I said it'd be different things for mothers, because mother gonna love you regardless.
Right.
You know, this boy.
Candy, which one? Which one hurt the most, your son or your daughter?
It wouldn't bother me one way or another. It wouldn't bother me. I'm there to be there for my kids and support them and everything.
Rev? Does it matter?
I say both of them.
It hurts you both ways, right?
Yeah.
Me too. I agree with you 100%. Elena?
I already said both.
I agree with you 100% too. Abel?
Yo, still here.
Which one, man?
Man, how
it
can that
your son was gay or your daughter was gay?
Well, both of them would be problematic for me, but I'll hit the idea more of my son allowing his butt to be used as a penitent too. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's cool. Because you know what girls do when they call themselves gay, guys do the same thing to them anyway. So it's not a big deal for me. I mean, I'll hate the whole idea. But for my son, oh no, hell no, I'll be shooting that motherfucker in his butthole. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, quick.
Hi, dog. Victoria?
Yes, I'm here.
Victoria?
Yes, I'm here.
Which one hurts the most, your son being gay or your daughter being gay?
Well, I only have but one, and being honest, I think she's half went that way, She just never brought it to me, but she is with a man now. And it, when something happened to her in her life, she did go there. But she, you know, a mother has their own intuition that it happened. You feel that. She just not that way no longer. It was a tribe, and she found out about it, and she didn't like it, and so she's back with a man. It hurt me, but she never told me. But I had to live with it, and I love it for who she is.
We can't
even respect that.
All right, Wick, you got any last words, man?
Oh, yeah, most left the same city. You know what I'm saying? Cash, keep it up, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for you, man. Whatever you want to do, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to find out what happened. I'm already checking the lease or whatever. What's up, Father Time? Much love to you and the ladies that always online in Sin City. I love you, girl. Keep calling.
All right,
dog.
Peace.
Sonny,
you got any last words?
I enjoy myself tonight, and I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Candy, got any last words?
I enjoyed the show. I'll be on tomorrow, and I'm online right now, so.
All right.
Have a good night, everyone.
Chat room, y'all. Chat room, y'all. Rev,
No, I enjoyed the show. That's all I have to say. Nothing else.
All right. Valeria, any last words?
Peace.
Victoria, you mean?
Huh?
I said peace.
No. All right, Victoria, you got any last words?
Everybody be peace up. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow as long as a man open up. Melvin, you got anything else to say?
Good night, people.
And we'll see y'all tomorrow. And I got to get the chat room from, like you said, chat. You got to give it to me, A, because I'm getting ready to go online.
All right. The chat room is sincity.spruce, SPRUZ.com.
He's going to text it to me because I don't have a pen right now. He's texting it to me right now.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, y'all, on that note, we're voting out. Thank y'all for calling. Thank y'all for listening. SinCity.Spruce.com. Hit up the chat room. Hit up our Sin City stores. And we out, y'all. Peace, love. The hair grease. Take y'all out with some walk of fire.
The way you moving, got me in a train. DJ, turn me up, lay this bitch up, damn. I'ma sip my scotter.